Welcome to Off Trail Learning. This is Blake Bowles. If you've been a listener of this show, you know that North Star and the Liberated Learners model of self-directed learning centers is one of my favorites to talk about. The very first episode of this podcast was with Ken Danford, the co-founder of North Star, and I've mentioned these centers many times throughout our episodes. But I'd only ever visited North Star and other Liberated Learner centers for brief amounts of time, maybe a handful, and I decided that I needed to spend more time getting to know North Star and really digging into this model. And so in the middle of my fall 2018 speaking tour, I stopped at North Star for a week and a half, and I just hung around like a fly on the wall, and the staff and the teenage members were kind enough to indulge me, and I interviewed many of the teenage members one-on-one and asked them the same set of questions, and that is what has become this podcast episode. It is an introduction to the world of North Star and therefore the world of Liberated Learner Centers through the voices of the teens who are currently attending North Star. As I'm sure you know, I usually do one-on-one interviews for my podcast, and so this episode is a bit different because there's lots of different voices here that I pieced together with my very limited production skills, so thank you for your patience and bearing with my editing. And now, without further ado, I'd like to introduce you to...
I'm Nolan Saito. I'm 15 years old.
I'm Esme. I'm 17.
I'm Ben. I am 12.
I'm Jana. I'm 17 years old.
My name is Lola. I'm 13, and I've been going to North Star for about a month and a half.
I'm Katie. I'm 15, and this is my second year.
I'm Aiden Falla. I am 15, and this is my third year at North Star.
Okay, I'm Aiden Wilburn. I'm 16 years old, and I've been going to North Star for about 2 years now.
Sabrina Raimondi. I'm 15, and this is my third year at North Star.
So my name is Callie. I'm 17, and I've been coming to North Star for 4 years now.
My name is Grace Lucas. I'm 17, and I've been going to North Star for, I'm going to say this is my fourth year.
My name is Dimitri. I am 15, and this is my third year.
So that's the crew who I interviewed, and as you can tell, they're all teenagers, and this is something unique to the North Star and the Liberated Learners model, which is that they pretty much exclusively serve middle school and high school-aged young people. And unlike other alternative schools, North Star is very clear. They say, don't call us a school. We are an alternative to school. They don't expect their members to show up every day of the week. And they don't expect their members to show up all day on the days that they do come. It's kind of like a drop-in, choose-your-own-adventure type center. They say, think of us like a club or a YMCA instead of a school. So the teens are able to come just a few days a week, and they can change that number, and they pay a different amount of tuition based upon the number of days a week that they come. So here are how often some of them show up.
See, I come on Mondays and Thursdays.
I am 4 days a week.
I attend 3 days a week.
I come 4 days a week, so every day.
You'll notice that every day a week means 4 days a week at North Star. They are purposefully closed on Wednesdays, and everyone has to go do something else. It's their way of reminding you that you are fundamentally in control of your education. You can't just come and drop your kids off at North Star 5 days a week and expect that, you know, everything will be taken care of for you. Another unique feature of North Star is that while you need to be a legal homeschooler to participate there, and the staff at North Star will help you figure out how to become a homeschooler, you don't actually find a lot of lifelong homeschoolers hanging out at North Star. They typically might show up for just 1 day a week or just not come at all because they're kind of fine doing their own thing. And so you find more kids at North Star who have come out of school, and North Star has been the mechanism that enabled them to leave an unhappy or unproductive or highly frustrating school situation. Here are a few of their stories.
I was in public schools. I switched around schools a lot. I couldn't really focus too much because I had a lot of other kids in my class, and I get easily distracted, very easily distracted, and I get bored very easily. I'm very fidgety and stuff like that, and so I regular school just wasn't really working for me because I couldn't get a lot of one-on-one time with the teachers, and I thought a lot of the information I was being given was very useless, and I felt like I was wasting my time.
Well, I mean, I had been looking since fourth grade for like a alternative school, and even my parents were miserable, you know, like about school, and I just didn't like most of the stuff that was being taught, and I also didn't like the teachers.
I attended Pioneer Valley Performing Arts Charter Public School, and I really enjoyed my time there. Going into freshman year, that school is sort of notorious for having like a huge influx of work going into the high school, and I do a lot of after school stuff, especially ballet. So I would get home at like 9-ish every night, and so with a huge amount of more homework, and then getting home at 9, and then doing a bunch of homework, and then waking up early to practice violin, and then it was just not super compatible. So I decided that I would come back here, and I'm glad I decided that.
My mom asked me, like, hey, so, like, how was school today? Like, I know you had a bad day, but, like, how was school today? And I sat there in the car, and I was like, well, what do I say? Like, I'm not going to say it was good, because obviously it's not good. Like, school isn't good. Like, my life, like, being in school isn't good. So I was like, man, like, nothing for me is, like, going my way. Like, so I came down to the very fundamental aspect of, I survived school, and I worded it as, well, I didn't die. Like, school at that point was just something that I had to survive. It was something that I had to come out of each day living. And my mom was like, okay, well, like, what do you mean by that? And I was like, well, and I started to, like, tell her about all these things that were happening and how, like, school just, like, wasn't fun and that it was just, like, nothing was, like, I don't know. At that age, when I was, like, 13 or 14, so I didn't really have, like, a frame of reference on what my life was supposed to be like. I didn't have a frame of reference that, like, I shouldn't have to, like, push to, like, live through every single day. Like, school shouldn't be, like, that bad. So that's when, like, one of, like, the base points of where I started to, like, really, like, pick my head up and, like, look around and really, like, take in all my surroundings and say, wow, this place really does suck and I'm not literally getting anything out of this. And at that point, for better or for worse, is the time that I started to not care about school.
So they each had a different story, but there were some common themes. School was not working. It was too restrictive. It was too demanding. It was frustrating. And they needed out. And North Star provided that way to get out very quickly and to start enjoying real freedom to do what you want. And what does that freedom actually look like? North Star is one of these places where you can choose what you do all day, every day. And so I asked everyone, hey, what do you actually do here at North Star? What is the content of your average day? Here's what they said.
Well, I arrive. I was a little late today, but normally I have an advisor meeting. And then I do a local history class. Then it's lunch class. And then have some chill time, and then I have a French tutor, and then right after a jewelry tutor.
Like, the main thing that I study here is I have a very strong affinity for language learning. Right now my best language is French. I would say that I'm almost conversational in it, but I also study Japanese, Korean, and Norwegian.
This time around, I'm only doing one class each day, and then I have a couple of different tutorials happening. And then other than that, I'm just hanging out around the common room.
I think it really depends on the person, because some people go to less classes or less tutorials, and they, like, for example, maybe people do work at home, and North Star is where they come to socialize. And so I think there's a balance between using North Star purely as an educational resource or using it as purely a social resource.
When you walk into North Star, it looks like there's not a lot going on. There's a lot of young people hanging around, interacting with screens, playing games, just hanging out and socializing. And as you heard, for some young people, North Star is about socializing. Maybe they only come 1 or 2 days a week, and they're doing something that looks more like formal homeschooling or community college during the other time. And at North Star, they just want to hang out with their friends. And so you can go there and feel a little bit uncomfortable coming from this conventional education mindset of, like, why isn't stuff happening? But there's a lot of stuff happening in the background. As you heard, there are tutorials, which are essentially one-on-one tutoring sessions. There are classes happening. There's a pretty vibrant weekly class schedule. There are volunteers coming in to lead activities. There's a lot going on, but it's all optional. Some of the young people even take advantage of the local high school's resources. For example, I heard the story from Aiden about his experience joining the high school track team, and it was a really hilarious story, so here it is.
And it's very interesting going from North Star to, like, a rigid public high school. And, like, they'll ask, like, why don't you come here? And they're like, why do you go to North Star? And I just say, why not? And that's it. That's
the end. Respond?
They say something like, well, you know, don't you want to learn math or something? It's like, I do learn math.
Do you
like,
want to learn math?
Like, someone asked me, like, do they have a gym? Like, do they have a track? How do you work out? And I was like, and we were in the high school gym there. And I was like, how do I work out? You're looking at it. I'm working out right now.
With all these options and all these choices, I asked everyone, hey, are you sad that North Star isn't open on Wednesdays? Do you kind of wish it was? And I asked, hey, are you sad that North Star is closed in the summers? Do you wish that it stayed open so you could do this stuff year-round? And a lot of them essentially answered,
yes. Big yes.
Which I think is wonderful, because how often do you hear that from kids in school? When there's a snow day, everyone is happy that the school is closed. When summer break comes, it's like, oh, freedom, finally. And at North Star, they pretty much want it to be open all the time. Of course, there are some young people who are happy that it's closed on Wednesdays because they feel like it offers them a nice break, or they have other stuff going on in their lives. Same with summers. One of the young women who I interviewed said that she has a job at a summer camp, and she's got a management position, and she's just too busy. So, you know, a lot of them are just leading their lives and doing cool stuff. And so, yeah, close in summer, it's fine. One of the questions I asked that elicited the strongest response was, hey, why don't we make North Star mandatory? Why don't you make it so that everyone needs to attend 4 days a week? Then you'd have more of a sustained community, and your friends would always be there. I was just kind of playing devil's advocate here, and the responses that I got were revealing of how essential this flexible enrollment policy of North Star really is.
No.
No?
No.
Why not?
Because I believe in freedom, you know, and doing what you want to do. And everyone's different, so some people would love it 4 days a week, but some people would absolutely hate it, I think, so shouldn't be making people do things that they hate.
No. No. I think part of the beauty of North Star is, like, that flexibility.
Like different people have, like, different schedules, so I think that's, like a good aspect about North Star is that, like, you can come whatever day works for you. Like, some people might have a lot of work one day, so they can't come in, and it's not that big of a deal, because unlike school, you can miss a day and you won't get, like, berated for it.
No, because, and I'll tell you why, the people that want to come in, they come in. And so everyone wants to be here, and so even if we all have nothing in common, we actually have something in common, and that's we all want to be here. Mm. Just like how most people at school don't want to be at school,
that's
and
their
they
commonality.
Yeah, that's Everyone at school, well, pretty much everyone can complain about how shitty school is.
So the reason why North Star is so great is because they're very, like, laid back. So let's say, I don't know, Paul, you don't like coming every day.
He does, though.
You come every day, but, like, some days.
Every day at, like, 12.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to come if he doesn't want to, right?
Some lazy.
Yeah.
So the flexible enrollment and the ability to really make North Star what you want it to be and need it to be is a huge positive feature for a lot of the young people. And then I opened it up and I asked them more generally, what is your favorite thing about North Star? What makes this place so great for you? And the answers I got revolved a lot more around the people and the community.
Well, when I first started going here, I definitely noticed that people are really nice here. And I know that sounds, I know that kind of sounds like a cheesy thing to say, but like comparing this to like a typical high school, like with like all that drama, different cliques, and just like that kind of war zone atmosphere, it's definitely kind of like a culture shock feeling almost.
Just like how chill it is and how easy it is to talk to people, and just everybody's really nice here. So
I came my first year here, and I did still like music, but not like playing an instrument or something. And I would see all these people playing, and that would inspire me. So thankfully to that, now I'm playing music a lot. Thankfully to North Star, I have a band now too. It's called Tropical Hot Sauce.
Tropical Hot Sauce.
Yeah.
A lot of times, just, you know, when I tell my parents about my day, they're so proud, and it just makes me so inspired. And that usually means a lot to me, you know, just to see them so happy.
I really like the environment here. I feel like everyone's very, I've never met a genuinely mean person that's gone here. Everyone here is just, I don't know, like, if, should I compare it to public school? Should I compare the environment? Because the environment there was like, if you compare it to here, like, everyone here is so, like, supportive of each other, and everyone here is so, like, a lot more honest, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
A lot more genuine and, like, I don't know, more, like, real people. As of there, it was more, like, everyone was so stressed out, they were taking it out on each other.
The friendships. I've always been very extroverted and very wanting to make friends, but it hasn't always been received well. Yeah, it was definitely a lot harder in regular schools. I think I was always just branded as like the weird emotional kid. I've definitely gotten better at like not breaking down and crying in the middle of classes. One, because I'm interested in the subjects. Two, because I've just gotten better at handling it overall. Mm-hmm. And like, I am not dealing with as much self-hatred now as I was during middle school and high school stuff. I credit North Star for a big chunk of that. My mom noticed that I really opened up and like was able to come into my full self here.
Ever since I started coming here, my mom is always like, oh my God, this is great. She never wants to be home. She just wants to go to North Star.
For the record, those were not cherry-picked responses. Everyone I talked to had only positive things to say about North Star. One other unique feature is that North Star does not offer diplomas or graduation. They essentially say, hey, stay here as long as is useful for you, and then go on to your next step, whether that's community college or getting a GED or getting your first job, traveling. And they don't think it's important that you have to get some slip of paper, nor could North Star even offer a slip of paper because they're not actually a school. And so I asked everyone, hey, how do you feel about this, being at this place during your high school years that's not going to offer you a diploma at the end? Does that make you nervous at all?
Like, I think like a main fear people have about North Star and like whether or not they should go is definitely like the whole high school diploma thing. But like again, people can just study to get their GED. It's not that big of a deal.
I have faith that whether or not I get my high school diploma, whether or not I go to college, I have faith that whatever the paper says I've done, I can, it's up to me to really achieve what I want to achieve. So if I want to do something, then I can do it, regardless of what some piece of paper says I know.
From seeing all the people who have come from North Star and go on to lead successful lives and go on to do stuff past this and not be stuck in the valley, not be stuck just in like minimum wage jobs, trudging along, like show me that like I can do this. And like, even though I'm at North Star, even though I'm at this weird unschooling thing, I can still make a path for my life where I am successful if I need to be or if I want to be, you know.
My first year here I did, because I was in eighth grade and I was stressed out about the fact that, oh, wait a second, I'm going to have to go back next year, because my family did not like the idea that I wasn't going to get a high school diploma. And so they were continuously trying to talk me out of it, and I was very stressed out about that because of I was skeptical on the fact that I didn't need one, or I thought that I wouldn't get accepted into any colleges or anything like that, when that's not true. Oh my goodness. Like,
how do you know?
I know people who are taking like honors classes in like local community colleges. One of my friends my first year left to go to UMass, like straight to UMass, which is a pretty good college, you know, especially for like, it's a good way of like selling someone on the fact, wait a second, but someone's done it before.
So no one was especially concerned about not getting a diploma, because there's a lot of positive examples in the North Star community. North Star has been around since the mid-90s, and they have a lot of people who have graduated, air quotes around that, and they have gone on to college and career. And Ken Danford did a follow-up survey recently of North Star alumni, and they're all doing great. So the last question I asked was, what's coming next for you after however long you spend at North Star? What's coming down the line? I was interviewing teenagers, of course, so there was a lot of, I'm not sure, because I'm 15, which I completely respect. But there's also a good amount of clarity and thoughtfulness about what was coming next. And very few cookie-cutter responses, the kind that you would get from a more typical high schooler, who's essentially saying, I'm going on to college because that's what is expected of me.
I definitely want to do community college, and then I don't know where I want to go after that. Maybe I'll do another 2 years. I want to do something in theater, or something in either theater, math, or social justice stuff.
I think I'm going to start taking GCC classes pretty soon, actually, once I get my high set. I want to be a college student early, just because of not for any like, not that it would matter whether or not I started early, just that it would make me feel better about, haha, family, guess what I'm doing.
College doesn't really seem interesting to me, but if I were to, probably just pastry school or something, like going somewhere to work, like do like work at a pastry place, or start a business, that kind of thing.
I'm gonna attend GCC and then like switch my credits over to like a 4-year college or something. Mm-hmm. It would be cool to major in French or something, even Japanese. My hope is that I can teach abroad in like Japan or Korea.
Oh man, I don't know. I think it's mostly just like I'm at like a point in my life where it's like I'm 17. I don't really know what I'm gonna do next. Because of North Star, I have been able to go on service trips. I've gone to New Orleans and to DC in the past 2 years. So to be like really vague, I think like what North Star has kind of like guided my headspace towards of what I really like. My two main goals as life is just to travel and to help people while doing it.
At this point, I am not certain as to what I want to do. But I know whatever it is, some connection to the arts.
Some North Star teens even purposefully go back to high school because that's an experience they want to have.
I mean, I would like to see what high school looks like in public schools.
But really, most of them are going on to community college, or they're going to start a job, or they're going to take a gap year, or they're going straight into four-year university. They're pretty typical of other kids in their same demographic in the same area. And that's everything I asked in my time at North Star. I learned that you can spend a week and a half at a place and only get about 20 minutes of usable audio material, so my hat is off to you, This American Life, and all the other highly produced podcasts out there. And to the North Star community, I'd like to say thank you for letting me hang around and learning more about how you operate, and you're doing a wonderful job, so keep it up. If you'd like to find out if there's a center like North Star in your area, just go to the website liberatedlearners.net. That's the network of centers that are following the North Star model. They're still mostly on the East Coast, USA, but increasingly you'll find them in other parts of the country. That's all for today. Thanks.